People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
Providing low-income families, seniors, and those with disabilities with affordable housing options is a major step, but it's only step one. One of the trends in affordable housing today is to provide additional services to help residents address some of their other challenges. Hi, I'm Joanne Green with the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing. Today's guest is Sunny McPeak. She's the director of the California Emerging Technology Fund. Sunny knows a lot about affordable housing, having served as California's Secretary of Business, Transportation, and Housing. In her current role, she recently granted $2.5 million to One Economy, bringing technology to folks who live in affordable housing. Welcome, Sunny.
Thank you, Joanne.
Let's talk first about why it's important to bring technology to low-income families.
I think as you just talked about the importance of housing that's affordable to all residents in California, we start with the notion that housing is the place where families become stable. If you don't have decent shelter, then you can't really get a foot in the door on being able to get employed or get education. And we think about affordable housing communities as ones which give people, families, a major opportunity. And so when you think about the residents in those affordable housing projects and programs, we want them to also have the opportunity to be a part of the digital inclusion generation and not on the other side of the digital divide. And we know that people who build housing, Eden Housing has done a remarkable job of providing opportunities, not just for shelter, but for better lives for all of their residents. And in order to be able to do that, you have to have a whole constellation of services, not just the shelter. We're looking at not just building homes, we're actually building communities, and we're building better lives together. And so having the opportunity within the home complex to have access to computers, to high-speed internet, is a very much a part of helping those residents in Eden Housing and other housing projects be able to get new opportunities for a better life.
So access to technology is one thing, but also some degree of knowledge as to how to utilize that technology.
If you look at the kind of pioneering that Eden Housing has done, to not only provide the technology, the access to the technology, but help residents get training. And then with digital connectors to be able to assist the residents, not only in learning, but when the computer doesn't work or there's some problem with technology, which seems to be inevitable, then that's also an added part of giving skills, training the residents to have good job skills for the future. And so it's the notion of the California Emerging Technology Fund from the Public Utilities Commission, which established CETF and did so as a condition of the approval of the mergers of SBC, AT&T, and Verizon and MCI, and have those companies providing seed capital to the California Emerging Technology Fund, we have the mission of closing the digital divide.
That means it's a big mission.
It's a big mission. And then you have to understand it's not just providing the infrastructure of broadband or the access to technology. It is encouraging and assisting the adoption of the technology. So a strategy for the California Emerging Technology Fund to close the digital divide is not only to encourage the building of smart housing, particularly housing that is smart and affordable for the residents of California, but to encourage on-site the kind of support that is needed to have residents learn, become digitally literate with their computers and able to navigate the internet, and then have the technical assistance that residents can provide if they're also trained. And that's what Eden Housing does with their digital connectors.
Is actually offer the young people who live in many of these affordable housing developments actual tutoring and the ability to learn to take apart and put a computer back together again.
It is amazing. We know that all of the literature says that the gateway to a family, a household using and adopting broadband technology, high-speed internet technology, being able to have a computer and use the internet, is the youth. The youth are the ones who are often the most advanced in a home, in a household.
Certainly less intimidated.
Less intimidated, really anxious to learn. And so both the youth to learn on site in housing how to use a computer and the internet, and then have the youth also become skilled in teaching others is a double bonus in terms of the impact and promoting adoption of technology.
I spoke to a young man named Angel Garcia, who was a graduate of Eden's Digital Connectors program and is now actually teaching in the program. And he was telling me that a lot of his time is spent not only helping people in his community, in his adult community, and as well at his school to access things on the internet, but as well just helping them to be able to use it. I mean, fixing small things. I know that if I didn't have my own personal IT director, also known as my husband, in the next room, I would be screaming half the time. It's very difficult. I'm fairly facile with all of this, but until something goes wrong.
And that's, I think, the experience of a lot of us and all of us at some point in time. That's our experience at home as well. We are very fortunate that our adult children are just a phone call away and can help us when we have a real major problem with a computer, or here within our own operation of CETF, we have to have tech support. And so that's true for residents in any community who want to become much more familiar with the technology. If they know there is technical assistance, they'll not be intimidated as much and they'll be more anxious to use it. So, yes, that's the Digital Connectors program at Eden Housing is very important. In addition to that, part of what we think is a critical component of smart housing these days is getting the residents to help build content so they can help each other. Having a local website, the One Economy Corporation calls them local beehives, where the content gets built by the residents themselves, or at least defined by the local community. So, for example, if the residents are interested in job opportunities and helping each other be able to advance their career, then perhaps that local content can be how to get online with a distance learning course at the community college, or how to begin with even English proficiency, because so much of the cause of folks being on the other side of the digital divide is not having proficiency in English. Some residents start with becoming literate in their own native language, and then with that can learn English, and with that can also take courses to get a degree. Part of what a resident can learn with a beehive or with a computer lab on site is how to build a resume. That's very important in being able to get another job. Another aspect that they'll often learn is how to be able to keep their household expenses in an Excel sheet or a spreadsheet. Another is how to access health care, how to access information about staying healthy, how to access and do online transactions with social services or the local government that may have other licenses that somebody who may be becoming a contractor would want to find out information about. So on site, not only the learning about technology, but then being able to show the residents how to take advantage of it, how to get the benefits of being able to stay in their home and do a whole lot of things.
It's a win-win-win. And the underpinning of all of this, it would seem to me, is the feeling of being empowered. So many people who are low income, who are immigrants, for whom English is not their first language, suffer from feeling as though they don't have a voice in this society and can't advocate on their own behalf. So it seems that to be computer literate, to be able to utilize broadband technology and to know what to do with the internet right off the bat would help them to feel like they can manage and improve their lives here.
Absolutely. And actually, the adoption happens fairly quickly. When the children in a home get excited, the parents have a real interest in the future of their children. So part of also what is a successful program is getting parents to become familiar with a computer. And if a housing program can then find low-cost computers, so not only are there a computer available in the lab, but it gets moved into the home, an affordable computer is acquired for the home, that can be a real benefit. And oftentimes, the residents not only get empowered, but they then can also be connected back to family in some other state, some other country, because the internet is available. And so many of the affordable housing programs that Eden and other affordable housing developers put together have financing from the very financial institutions who want new customers. So I also want to encourage the financial institutions to bring on site financial literacy courses and help those residents become familiar with online banking and start to be able to save. So there's all the aspects of empowerment, of finding information that allows the residents to take more responsibility for their future, to be able to better their future, and to be able to use services that they wouldn't otherwise be able to access comes with being technology proficient or digitally literate.
Let's make sure that we have a clear understanding of how the money flows here. So the California Emerging Technology Fund has access to funds that have been donated by or mandated that these various entities?
AT&T and Verizon are contributing a total of $60 million over 5 years to the California Emerging Technology Fund. That is a contribution they're making as a condition of the approval of their mergers. They are very interested in us in the California Emerging Technology Fund, making sure that we use those funds, the seed capital, to close the digital divide. And that means to us that people actually use broadband technology and they're able to subscribe to it. What we have done is figured out how to leverage to the extent possible that seed capital. So we have partnered with with One Economy Corporation, which is a national organization that specializes in smart housing, in bringing technology into affordable housing projects. We are doing several things with them. One is advocating at the state level that the state of California have a policy of smart housing. With any of the affordable housing bond funds or financing of affordable housing, the tax credit program, that the state encourage that all affordable housing also be smart, that it be wired when it's constructed, and that there be services on site that are affordable to the residents for access to the internet. We also are working with One Economy for that organization to help affordable housing developers learn what it means to build smart housing and to put them in touch with the vendors and the suppliers who can make it more feasible to incorporate the technology into housing. And then we're encouraging the most likely sponsors of a digital connector program at each site. Sometimes that's the local city, it can be a county, it can be a workforce development program. Sometimes it's the home builder themselves who will build that into their budget for the project. Sometimes it's a foundation that will provide that funding, but it's a program component of empowering the residents that we're encouraging affordable housing developers to embrace.
And are you addressing California or the nation?
We're just California. And so although AT&T and Verizon are national, their acquisition of companies were within California, and it was the California Public Utilities Commission who directed the establishment of the California Emerging Technology Fund.
So once you close the digital divide here in California, Sunny, will you then take on the rest of the nation and then the world?
No, once we close it in California.
I mean you personally.
Personally, I'm just looking to retire when we get that job done. The California Emerging Technology Fund will always be focused in California. We do think we can close the digital divide. and that that can be done in a foreseeable future in California. We also are committed to California being a global leader. And in order to be a global leader, for us, that means that all residents are actually in California actually are very progressive in being able to use the technology. So the portion of our population that has been unable to access the technology, we want to bring up to being able to use it and then see California move even farther ahead of the rest of the world.
And so often California is in the lead and serves as a national model or a world model, and hopefully this will be one of those instances.
So often, and we have been. But in the case of broadband, we have still a ways to go in order to be that global leader. We've made a lot of progress, and a lot of that has been by others who have been the pioneers. In California today, the governor and the legislature are very focused on California being a global leader with using broadband. The California Emerging Technology Fund, along with the California Public Utilities Commission, stands as a ready partner and reminder of what it means to be a global leader. And we're fiercely committed to the residents in California who have a lower income or a lower education achievement, or who may not be English proficient or may have a disability, being able to be a part of the digital world. And so we focus on digital inclusion, and about half of Californians don't use the technology, even though it's available to over 90% of California. So we've got a gap there, though that gap is what constitutes the digital divide. And until we've got pretty much a picture of all Californians being able to use the technology and actually adopting it, then our job won't be done. That's why we're focusing on the strategy of smart housing, partnering with One Economy Corporation, and being very pleased to celebrate the kind of pioneering work that Eden Housing has done in giving new opportunities to their residents.
Sunny McPeak, thank you so much for all the work you do and for participating in the Affordable Housing Podcast today.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the California Emerging Technology Fund, please visit www.cetfund.org. And for more on the activities of Eden Housing, we invite you to stop by edenhousing.org. I'm Joanne Green, and thanks for listening to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.